This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has met with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about transitioning to a less aggressive war plan. CIA Chief Bill Burns will be meeting with the Qatari Prime Minister and head of Israel's Mossad spy agency in Warsaw on Monday, discussing a potential new deal to secure the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. White House and Senate negotiators struggling to reach a U.S. border security deal that would unlock President Joe Biden's request for billions of dollars worth of military aid for Ukraine and national security. But ahead of the holiday recess, it's becoming apparent any deal may have to wait for the new year. Ukrainian troops are facing shortages of artillery shells along the front line and have had to downsize some of their military operations because foreign aid is not coming in large enough volumes, according to a top army general in an interview with the news service Reuters. The remarks come as the $60 billion U.S. aid package has been repeatedly blocked by Republican lawmakers. And these talks also come as Donald Trump, former president and the current Republican presidential frontrunner for the 2024 election, delivered alarming anti-immigrant remarks about blood purity over the weekend, echoing Nazi slogans from World War II. Speaking in the early voting state of New Hampshire, Trump drew on the words from Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf as the former U.S. president berated Biden's team over immigration. This is VOA News. An early official vote count of Serbia's weekend election on Monday confirmed a victory for the ruling Populist Party in a parliamentary vote. But political tensions rose over reported irregularities in the capital, Belgrade. An opposition group said it was robbed of victory in the local election and would not recognize the results and is demanding a rerun of the ballot. Kenya and the European Union have signed a trade agreement to increase the flow of goods between the two markets.
And this makes Kenya a trendsetter, a pioneer. You're showing how to move forward. We encourage the other Eastern African countries to join this economic partnership agreement.
That's EU Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen. Both the Kenyan and EU parliaments still have to ratify that deal. North Korea has fired an intercontinental ballistic missile Monday that has a range to hit anywhere in the United States, according to both South Korea and Japan. It's the second launch in hours, as Pyongyang condemned a U.S.-led show of force as, quote, war moves. Uganda's constitutional court on Monday began hearing a challenge to an anti-LGBT law that carries the death penalty for certain same-sex acts and 20 years in prison for, quote, promoting homosexuality. In a brief session, the panel of five judges who will consider the case received written submissions from both parties, and the head of the panel told the petitioners they would be notified when a ruling is ready. The European Union on Monday said it would launch an investigation of the social media company X over a suspected breach of obligations. It's the first such probe under a new Digital Services Act, the DSA. The EU spokesperson, Johannes Barkie.
A suspected deceptive design of the user interface, notably in relation to the check marks linked to certain subscription products, the so-called blue checks.
The DSA, which entered into force in November last year, requires very large online platforms and search engines to do more to tackle illegal content and risks to public security. Mayim Bialik is leaving as host of Jeopardy. She announced it on Instagram. Sony told her she'll no longer host the syndicated version of Jeopardy. She says she's honored to have been part of the family. We're going to go with one host next year. Scott Walterman, VOA News.